मुझे बुलाएगा
why not six something
somewhere चालू नहीं हुआ
है something is somewhere else it's a contradiction of itself
around
So
you have a high opinion about him.
Can, no.
When a book claims something of the findings,
after a few verses or pages,
what findings?
Says
you want to share some of them?
That's contradiction.
They say that the Quran is the only
book
or something that's never been changed, and there's 39 different Qurans, and none of them say the same thing. And finally, in 1924, they decided to take this new version of the Quran, and it wasn't even Prophet Muhammad that did it. It was a student. A student was asked, because in Cairo there were like so many versions of the answers from the Quran that they wanted to put it all together and formulate an opinion. 39 versions of Quran, none of them say the same thing. You tell
okay.
me why, since that's the only book. I'm trying to throw this, but you think about
I'll
that.
I'll throw it for you. Do you want to?
There's no view. Don't you want the answer?
I want him to think about it.
No, it's not about thinking about it. I will give you the answer, right? So you can hold on to it. I can hold it to
it
for
you.
Right. So it's quite interesting how this polemics of 1924, the Quran got changed and everything, right? What if I were to give you a Quranic copy of the Quran from 1923 and 1922 or 1900s or even 1800s, 1600s, 800? And if we... Wait. Try to understand my point. If we find a Quran which is exactly the same that we read today from 1920s, then the idea that the Quran was... Are you listening?
Well, actually, somebody else, I just want to say, somebody else said to me that the new version was only written in 1985.
So, my friends, I can see how people can brainwash individuals, right?
I am not brainwashed.
I didn't say you.
I'm not saying you. Very sound.
I'm not saying you. If I show you manuscripts from 1400 years in the Middle Ages,
yes,
and it's exactly the same as we read today,
and you have access to these manuscripts?
I have it on my phone, a PDF copy. Do you want to have a look at it?
I wouldn't know how to read it.
Right.
Arabic.
So I'm showing.
So
I'm telling you.
I'm
telling you, there are manuscripts of the Quran before 1924.
Yes.
Like the one example I gave you, the 14th, 15th centuries.
There's 32 of them at the library here.
You're
they
not.
Say.
You're not listening, are you? You're not listening
out
to the
39.
Point. You're not listening to me.
I am.
You're not. I am saying this, that if I give you a copy of the Quran from 14th century, and now we're in 21st century, how many years is that?
I don't know. Lots.
Is this earlier than 1924?
Way earlier.
Good. And if I showed you that this is exactly as we read today.
But now we're just face to face. You don't need to shout. I don't care about the camera.
I'm not talking about the camera.
Yeah, but he's recording everything, and that's recording, and you're just shouting. But don't shout. Just let me. I want to hear from you.
I am telling you, if we find that this particular copy of the Quran is exactly the same as we read today, then the idea, this myth, that the Quran was changed in 1924, you have to put it in the rubbish bin or where?
I don't really know, really.
Did you check?
All I want to say is that why not take a look and see for yourself? Instead of just following blindly, why don't you just take a look for
That's
yourself?
What I do. That's what I do.
And
have you done that?
And in any of
Now, have you done that?
Wait, what heart did you put into it? Of the truth or to find out your own version of the truth?
One moment, my friend. The claim made by certain polemical individuals, that the Quran got finally changed in 1924 and even 1985. I'm telling you
that is not true.
Absolute lie.
Absolutely.
Yes. And how to confirm that this is a lie, how to confirm that, is basically going to manuscripts of the Quran prior to 1924. Get one from 1923, for example, or even 1920s, or even 1900s, or 1800s. The one PDF copy that I have, all of it, is from the 14th, 15th century. Mm-hmm. And this is the copy that we read it exactly like it's there in that manuscript. So any individual, like these guys over there, who make this claim and brainwash a lot of people, obviously, because people don't use their brain cells, it shows you that lies can often be taken in.
I want you to think a little wisely about how.
Did you think what I said?
Yes, but I want you to think a little wisely, because you insult a lot of people when you say that people don't have a brain.
Some people don't.
Yeah,
true.
But you insult a lot of people with that.
Those people who don't have a brain, and if you say they don't have a brain, it's not an insult. It's a clear admission that these people need to use their brains.
But you yourself don't have that factual evidence, because just because they refuse, that's called stubbornness. It's not because they don't have a brain. So you gotta think about yourself. I mean, now let's be realistic.
Do you know what brainwashing means?
Yes, I see it every day. Those young men blowing themselves up for the sake of Allah. And
when when
does God need men to come to His aid?
When never. Certain individual claims,
never has asked God. Listen, if you believe God is God,
you're going into.
He will never ask you to do anything for Him.
Sure,
He does everything for you.
So you're going into a tangent now.
Now I'm in a tangent.
You were discussing about a claim that these individuals are making. Oh, 1924, the Quran got changed. I am telling you that these are these are blatant lies, and they have no shame in lying and being exposed of those lies. So you can go in. Look, you can go to several libraries around the world.
Would you debate him about the truth findings that he comes to?
I have debated him and exposed his lies various times. So obviously you're not familiar with that.
This is not first time, man.
That's what I'm saying. You're not familiar with the liars. If you want to know who the liars are, look at what they're lying about and look how they're getting exposed. So this claim that 1924 is when the Quran finally got changed, you just need to go to 1923 or 1922 and look at the differences of the Quran between now and 1922 and 1924. So what this individual is doing is brainwashing people. Which people? Those people who don't use their brain cells. And you are one of them, unfortunately.
Well, I gotta tell you.
You just said this is the case.
Proof
of what?
You gotta go over there and check it out, is why I'm trying to tell you. He's got proof of everything that you just said.
That's another level of brainwashing. The amount of faith that you have on the liars.
If I look at it and I see the tangible evidence in front of me, I believe God has blessed me with a sound mind, and the sound mind I have.
Can I show you a copy of the Quran before 1924? And you can tell me, by looking at the evidence, why is the same as the Quran today?
From your language.
Do you have any friends who can read it for you in Arabic?
It's the weed.
Do you have any friends who can help you? Good. So ask a friend. Do we have Quranic manuscripts, complete copies, from before 1924? And if we do, those copies, are they exactly the same that we read today? If they are, then you have been what? Lied to by these individuals.
I will look, because I'm interested. I want to know.
Please do. My friend, this is what you should have done already before coming here making up my mind.
Why?
You made up your mind already without looking at any evidence.
But you see, when I read the Bible, it tells me where the evidence lies. You understand? Because the Bible is a blueprint to your life.
Is the Bible from God?
The Bible is inspired by God.
Why does
man
he have mistakes?
Because man wrote it. Man.
Okay. So Bible inspired by God containing mistakes.
Just like the Quran. Man wrote it.
But it is not the speech of men.
And give you the papers and say, this is the manuscript.
The Quran didn't have to be even written. It's an oral transmission, and it is speech of God. No changes to the speech of God. The Bible, you admit, man wrote it and changed it.
Listen, man corrupts everything. We know that for a fact.
Not the Quran.
I don't know. I personally don't know.
Do you know which month this is in the Islamic month? Called month of Ramadan.
Yes.
Do you know what's so special about this month?
That everybody fasts.
Yeah. People fast, right?
Yes.
People fast. But also, there's another special thing. We have a special prayer that we do after sunset. Right? After Aisha. After the fifth prayer. We do a prayer called Salatul Taraweeh or Salatul Qiyam.
Okay.
in majority of the mosques around the world, you will see the whole of the Quran is being recited in this month from beginning to end by, from memory. This tradition has been going on for a long time. If the Quran has been recited today from memory, I'm not ill, I speak loud.
And that kind of like doesn't feel right, because I'm right face to face with you. It just doesn't feel any kind of respect.
I'm not yelling at you, my friend. I'm speaking loud so that those people over there can hear me. If I were to speak like this, but everywhere you go,
but you're not,
can you hear me?
To those people, you're speaking to me, bro.
But I want them to hear and listen. Okay, fine. You know what? I apologize if you can't hear anything,
yeah,
right?
Fine.
You have to come closer. So, if you go to the masajids in the world today,
you know, when you speak nicer, you receive it better. Jeez, oh, yes.
Yeah. You will see that the Quran is being recited from memory, from beginning to end. If the reciter were to make a mistake, there's someone to correct that mistake, and the mistake doesn't go unnoticed, uncorrected. So the whole Quran is being recited from memory alone. This is a practice, as I said, not introduced today. It goes on far back in history. If you think about it, how is it possible to recite the whole Quran from memory?
Well, you learn it.
Right. So can you change a book?
You learn it.
Can you change a book that is recited from memory and passed on from memory all around the world? Can you change it?
Let me tell you something. If somebody tells you a joke and you want to tell that joke, will you change that joke? No, you wouldn't. You tell the same joke over and over again, and pretty much everybody going to find that joke funny, and they're going to tell that.
Would they
joke.
Repeat it exactly the same words and letters and phrases?
Well, if it's an important thing, probably.
Okay. Which joke have you heard? It's exactly the same as someone else said that to you.
I actually have heard a few of them.
Okay. Any decent joke that you can share is exactly the same. If I ask another person, he will say it's word for word verbatim like that.
I'll tell you the joke.
Yeah.
Today, in this age, all the sciences, they think they're clever. So they call God together and they say, God, come on down and we need to have a meeting. We got to talk. And God comes down and talks to them. And the scientists start one by one saying what all the reasons why they don't need God in their lives. And he says, the first thing that he said, that the greatest thing you ever created was man. And now we can create him too. So we don't need you anymore. And God said to them, okay, but I created mine out of dirt. And one of the clever scientists walks up to God and says, not a problem. He grabs a handful of dirt and says, we'll be right back. God walked over gently to him and shook the dirt out of his hand and told him, get your own way.
So this joke,
it's a joke, but like, let me tell you something, it's true. All he says is that everything belongs
listen,
to God.
So this joke that you said,
yeah.
I can hear this joke verbatim, word for word, in
somewhere
this same
else.
Sequence.
Somewhere else, yeah, probably, because that's how I heard it.
Yeah? Okay. Now, would you be able to repeat the same thing that you just said?
Yeah.
Go on. Exactly the same thing, word for word, letter for letter, phrase for phrase.
To tell you the truth, I'm not here for your entertainment. I'm here to hear something that's useful. Like right now you're trying to entertain yourself.
Sorry, my friend.
And I don't go down that route.
My friend.
But the truth of the matter is, if you repeat something long enough, you have it memorized.
Sure. So the joke that you said, can you repeat exactly without any change?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Because I like that joke.
Now go on then.
I like telling
go on, tell me again.
Has everything.
Can you tell me again, please, yeah?
There's
from
no,
beginning to end, without any change.
There's no point of it. Look, there's a camera there and there's
forget
a camera
the cameras.
There pointing right at us.
Forget the camera.
You can listen to it, and I promise
no.
you, you'll probably tell that joke yourself.
What I'm asking you is, repeat it word for word, verbatim.
But why?
To prove to you that when you said, oh, if you repeat the joke, it's exactly the same. I'm going to tell you now. I'm going to demonstrate
so
you.
Times.
Go on then, repeat once more.
There's no point.
Once more. Please.
Hear it again.
Once more.
My brother, I told you, I'm not
please,
here to entertain.
Once more.
I'm not here to
look, if you don't, then it shows that you actually really, you know, you're not a man of integrity.
You take it as you like.
No.
See, I have a choice.
Can I humbly request you?
And I am refusing.
Can I humbly request you?
Go ahead and belittle myself. and be a spectacle to your little charade, saying that I have to do it again. I said it, and it was just like everything else.
Would you be able to do
it? It's an opinion. Everybody's got an opinion.
Is it possible for you to repeat it verbatim?
Every word.
Go ahead.
But that's enough.
No, go ahead.
Because I know who I am.
No, can you do it? Yeah. This is an open challenge. I'm challenging you that you'll be unable to repeat word for word. We've already got that in camera. Go and repeat it, and we can compare the two. Go ahead. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong.
I told them that if you repeat something long enough, you memorize.
Go ahead. Prove me wrong. Prove me wrong, my friend. Say it your joke once more. Go ahead. Once more.
I find it very funny.
You know what? Once more.
So you're telling me that you cannot...
Excuse me,
once
more.
Words for words and then remember them.
Go ahead then. Once more.
There's nothing special about memory.
Excuse
God
me.
Gave that to you.
Go ahead. Once more. Once more. Why are you running away?
Because I'm tired of holding this thing.
No, once more. This is your chance to establish your point. That yes, you can repeat the same joke every time verbatim. Go ahead.
Can you repeat the Quran?
Your joke. Your joke.
Can you repeat the Quran for you?
Those people have memorized, yes. That was
my
point.
That's it. The point is proven. You just proved
repeat
it for
your
me.
Joke. Repeat your joke.
You just proved it for me because you memorized and your memory is sharp and you remember.
Go ahead, repeat your joke.
That just basically
repeat your joke, my friend. Don't run away. Because you know he will be exposed. Very clearly, he knows you'll be exposed. If you were to repeat his jokes, he won't do it verbatim. Subhanallah, this is the level of people's, you know what, desperation, isn't it? Desperation. So the example that I was saying about the Quran is such that if you claim that it's been changed in 1924, how can you change something that has been memorized in the hearts all around the world? Doesn't matter if you bring a copy of the Quran now, you can resurrect the Quran from the memory alone, from anywhere in the world. So these lies that people are lying about the Quran, I mean, you know, grow up, people. Use your brain cells. Even your brain cells, if you were to use them, will tell you that this is a blatant lie. It's a laughable lie. Don't believe in such a thing. You're more than that. God has honored you with a brain, with an intellect. Use it. Use it. Thank you. I am coming from